The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of us in the studio just got a big gift, and I want him to talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and man, I love when a gift comes straight from the heart. It's not
right?
about necessarily the value of the gift or how much it costs or nothing like that. It's about what it really means to the person. Last night, I was performing at this fine establishment. Some people would call it a dive bar, but I like to refer to it as a pool, darts, and karaoke lounge.
Okay. All right. I know
it's for painting that picture, I know exactly
about.
What you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Very marble cigarette incented throughout the building. Glorious, lovely place.
Has a dark vibe to it.
Yeah. Beautiful people. And honestly, I had one of the best sets I've had in a while. It was so much fun. Not that many people in the room, but it was great. And I get off the stage, and one of my friends come up, and I can only describe my friend as he has like a... You guys remember Porky the Pig?
Yeah.
The comedian.
Not the comedian, but the cartoon.
That's all, folks. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
My friend has a lot of Porky the Pig energy. he just comes up to me excited. Goes, oh, man, that was so good. We don't have much, but do you want a Slim Jim?
Okay.
I said, excuse me? I didn't know what to say. And I was like, you mean like beef jerky, like a Slim Jim? Or is that code for another substance? What are we talking about? And he goes, nah, man, we got a pack of Slim Jims behind the bar. Do you want one?
Oh, Anthony, that was his way of saying you did such a great job. Let me give you what I have.
It was. And at that point, I seen it in his eyes, his little Porky self, and I realized.
He eats lots of Slim Jims, huh?
He does. And for him to give me one of his Slim Jims or even offer me one is a big token of appreciation.
It was from the heart.
Yes.
It was, dude. It was. It was one of the cutest, disgustingest moments of my life.
I'll take cash, but I guess a Slim Jim will do.
Oh, he wasn't paying with Slim Jim. That was a tip. That was on top. Haven't you ever gotten a gift that maybe wasn't like expensive, but it meant something to you? It was from the heart.
When I was a little kid, my friend Tomasi Nomas used to give me apricot jam for my birthday.
Okay. Apricot jam. Huh?
So as a 10-year-old, I would always be bummed out about the apricot jam, but as an adult. No, I would take that apricot jam.
But it was from the heart.
It was from the heart. And he also gave me roasted pinon. And then I had another friend that would give me used baseballs.
They're all from the heart.
Oh, but the best thing I ever got while DJing, I was DJing in Albuquerque, and a Native American guy came up to me, and he gave me a ring, a turquoise ring, a Sleeping Beauty turquoise ring, and it's beautiful. I still wear it all the time.
Yeah, that's something I wish he would have given me. I was like, token of my appreciation.
I looked him up, and I looked at the artist and the designer. It's worth a couple bucks. Yeah, I was very surprised when I saw the price of it.
Is it worth more than a Monster Slim Jim, though?
It's worth about a few thousand Monster Slim Jims.
Well, whatever. I love a good Slim Jim. There's something spicy about it. Remember Randy Macho Man Savage back in the day?
To a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Anthony, did you take the Slim Jim?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Anthony.
How are you going to turn down the Slim Jim?
I love my homie, but he was too sweaty when he offered it to me. And I'm not taking a Slim Jim from a sweaty man.
Man, he fits right into there, to that karaoke dive bar place. All right,
it's a lounge.
Okay. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
With the school year coming to a close, it's time to celebrate. It's National Pizza Party Day.
I always loved a pizza party.
Slice them real skinny so everybody gets a piece.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Don't ever beg somebody to stay with you. Don't do it. Talk about it. I know that you're hurt. I know you want to be with them, but I promise you, if you're having to beg, this is not the relationship for you.
Nope.
And also, if you put your name on a lease with somebody, you better know who they are first. Emma contacted me about her husband, David. She said he had this dating app on his phone, so I was pretending to be this woman, Leandra, that he was talking to, and I was hoping that it was just some misunderstanding, but unfortunately, it went down in the DM.
We could go to this pizza spot near my job. They have the most incredible beer selection. They have, like, an amazing local lager. I think you're going to love it.
Wait, hold on. Lager, is that a beer? That's a beer?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
What lie were you going to tell me?
Hello?
Hello?
She did not wait for me to finish, but by then we already knew, right? We already knew that he was up to no good, and the down of the dam continued.
How could you do this?
Come on. I've been wanting out for a very long time, and you know that.
David, if you wanted out, you could just leave. You don't have to join a dating app and be all Mr. Sneaky, man.
I'm not leaving my house. Emma, why don't you move out?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious right now? You don't even want to try to work this out?
No, I don't. You heard me making plans with another woman.
Oh, my God.
Right? Have some pride.
Where are we supposed to go?
You're always up in your mom's place anyway. Why don't you move in with her?
Oh, you want out? You move out. I put down half the down payment. I'm not going anywhere.
He also started saying, we're not married. We just live together. So there was all this back and forth. I think she doesn't want to leave. First of all, obviously, she put money down. She made that loud and clear. But I don't think she wants to leave because she doesn't want to leave the relationship.
Okay. I agree with that. She wants to make it. She's trying to make it work.
She is.
And
it's not going to work.
It's really sad when she's getting treated like this. And low-key, he kind of just disrespected her mom, too.
He did.
In a very, like, backhanded way. And I will say, I've never been in a situation this intense where there's a child involved. But I have lived with somebody and shared a lease with somebody and came to the point to where I was like, you know what? It's time for me to leave. And I don't care whatever financial repercussions come with it. I'm leaving. And I did.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing as a single man, but as a woman with a kid, the inconvenience, the like changing, uplifting your kid from them, they're going to have to change schools probably, they're going to have to change friends. That's a lot. I understand why she would want to stay with this guy because of that, but she needs to get out. That guy just said he doesn't want anything to do with her. She needs to leave. Mm. It's
going
to suck.
He's also, I'm going to tell you right now, he's acting like he's acting because we're all on the phone. He's going to end up crying and begging her because he wants her
out.
Nah,
I don't think so. I didn't get that vibe at all. I think he wants her out.
All right. Well, we do have a call. Jake, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So this man is throwing Emma and their son out, not her son. And they've been together 4 years.
All right. So, I mean, in the first place, y'all been together for 4 years or living together for 4 years. Y'all have a house together. If y'all's names are both on it, y'all are classified as common law married.
That's what I thought, too. I swear, I think they're, whether he likes it or not, they are married.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's a common law marriage for sure. And also, common law marriages have to be gone through regular, run-of-the-mill divorce proceedings.
So she really doesn't want to leave that house because then he'll get the house.
Well, she needs to call an attorney.
Exactly.
And get some advice on
exactly.
that. That's the number one thing. How did you feel about, I mean, she does need to let him go, though. You know, I kind of heard her begging, and I felt so bad. My heart broke for her because she wants to keep this family together, but he doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah, I definitely she needs to find a way to be done. That's point blank, period. He's obviously miserable, and he's just going to drag her down.
I wouldn't say that he's exactly miserable. He's making everybody around her miserable. That being said, I think
he's right. I think for him to act out like this, he's obviously miserable.
He's going
to
be miserable wherever he goes. This is the kind of person he is. He's throwing
a miserable
his son
person.
Out.
Yeah, he's a miserable person. In order to do that to your own seed, to your own blood, to put them out on the street because you don't want to be with their mom anymore?
That's stupid.
Like, it's evil.
How about you go find you a place to stay? It's just you by yourself. Anthony, you just
That's what a real man would do.
You just talked about that, Anthony, having to leave and how hard it is. Imagine having a child with you.
I'd rather not imagine that.
Okay. I know. Okay. So have you ever had to pack up and leave a situation with your child? How hard was that to start over? I've done it on several occasions. It's so difficult. Jeez. Not only on you, but on the kid. Something you said, auto changing schools, just changing bedrooms and your surroundings is hard on the psyche of a child, even if they don't show it. It is, I promise you. And also, is there an attorney listening? What are her legal options? Are they common law married? They've been together 4 years. They both share this place. I think this is a house, by the way. This is not an apartment. I believe she put a deposit down on a house, and he's telling her to leave the house she put a deposit on? I don't know what to advise her on that situation.
I don't
situation.
Know the laws of that. Yeah.
So please call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you have to beg in the relationship, it's probably over.
Yes.
And when it comes to moving out with a child, it's just different. I've done it several times. It's hard.
I can't even
child.
Imagine.
Well, and sometimes the child doesn't say anything. But as someone who used to move around a lot when I was little, it does have an effect on your psyche. Mm. This down in the DM earlier with Emma, she called and she said, my husband David has a dating app. And I just kept praying that something there was a mistake of some sort. And no, it went down to the DM. He was talking to this woman I was pretending to be. Obviously, he thought I was her. And turns out they're not even married, but they've been together for 4 years. So I don't know. We're asking for an attorney to call. Janet, thank you for holding. I know it's been a while. Everybody on hold, trying to get to everyone. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you? And what are your thoughts on our convo?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm toxic relationship survivor. But what I did was entirely backwards. When he went to work, I hired a moving company. I hired a storage container. I moved his stuff in. I taped the key to the lock on the door. I changed the lock. And I did not leave. He left, whether he wanted to or not.
I love it. She packed his.
You're not invited here anymore.
Oh, my
gosh. Now.
Did you put him in one of those cube storages?
Oh, my God.
This was back in the day. Also, my advice to Emma, family court gets support for your baby, and you can afford to live on your own.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He is not relinquishing his responsibility just because he doesn't want the relationship.
Super important advice. Now, how did he react when you packed up his stuff and locked him out? Was he angry? Did he try to get back in? Did he beg you?
I think at that point he was just accepting. It was a mess for a while, but no, he had no choice. He knew it.
She's like, Dana, I packed his stuff up.
She hired movers, and his stuff was already put away when he got home.
Something that I think is important that you said, Janet, is the child support. I hear too many times friends of mine and just acquaintances and random women say, I don't need that child support. I don't want that child support. It's so that your child can live a better life.
Why would you not want it?
Yeah. Oh, because, you know, some people are like, he'll never pay it anyway. I realize that. But I think courts are a little tougher now. And it's for the benefit of your child. If you don't need it, put the money aside for them in a trust fund, in an IRA, somewhere. And then you can give that to them.
Account, a
529 for their college, something.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk Drake Iceman. Did he diss Kendrick on his new project? Now, before we play what Automatic says he thinks is definitely a diss toward Kendrick, you said he dissed LeBron as well.
Yes. I mean, a couple different references in the song. He's definitely heard about LeBron going to that show, the Kendrick show.
Well, and LeBron's a Laker. Like, what does he expect him to do? He's on the West Coast, you know?
I think that they had a friendship and, like, what Drake thought was a close friendship for many, many years. And to see somebody switch it up like that on you can be hurtful. And that's what you hear in the song.
Okay, check this out.
Y'all forgot if I gave you a hand, you under the thumb. Convenient amnesia from all you ballerinas. It doesn't alter what you said or how it made us see you. I shouldn't even be shocked to see you in that arena. Because you always made your career off of switching teams up.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm 100%, I don't even think he's holding back. This is definitely a shot at Kendrick Lamar.
And I hold something over my head forever. You're still a couple feet away. Your insecurities keep spanning season to season like you Issa Rae. Plot twist, the owl never sees the cage. The owl only wakes up to seize the day. Talking about hiding the Bible, maybe y'all should read a page. Iced out crosses on their necks thinking Jesus saves. Well, even if he does, either way. The blasphemy you talk, let me know that your amazing grace gon' be delayed. Be ashamed. The fact you had to bring those talks to get some decent plays. Goodness gracious. God wanna wipe that little smug look right off of your face.
I don't feel like he's rehashing old stuff. I feel like he's getting some things off his chest, and it's just gonna be Drake summer. And I'm here for it. I really am. I had missed him for, you know, there was just, Drake was everywhere so much for a while. We needed a little bit of that break. And I feel like he's saying stuff with his chest again. We needed him.
He's here to reclaim the crown.
Crown. Of like okay, the crown Otto? Of king of hip hop, or what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, technically sales-wise, he's always been.
Oh.
But as far as the best rapper, best all that, yeah.
I would love to hear more dance-focused Drake music is what I'm honestly here to hear for. And this sounds like Tuscany Leather Flow, which is, it's a great example of art, but I don't know. I've heard it from him before.
These are always his thoughtful intros, though. His intros are like songs, let's be real. But what we want is just fun, summertime, sexy, let's get our maxi dresses on and go to brunch, ladies Drake.
That's you. I love rappity rap Drake. I like all the 1 a.m. in Albany, Drake.
So Otto's like, I got to sit with this project more. I'm the same. Anthony's the same. I don't like when people judge a project after 2 hours of it being out. It's just, there's no way.
It's the most fire project ever. Or it's the worst.
Like, no. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. So let's all sit with it. And then let us know what you think. Aren't you excited about this new Drake? Or are you like, I don't know how I'm feeling about it. Sit with it a minute, though, and then tap in or text 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.